Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northwestern here in UMAC Conference action in Superior. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. And coach, it's been a few games since we last caught up with you. There's been some milestones in there, though. Another conference title, the all-time program scoring record for goals for Eric Watson. We'll talk more about that in a second here. But it seems like you guys are rolling right along now, right about where you want to be probably. You know, 11 wins up on the ledger now, perfect in conference. And like I said, heading right toward the UMAC tournament. Got, like I said, that share of the conference crown, have a chance to win it outright today against Northwestern. But just give us a sense on where you think your team is at here as we come down to the final weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I think that we're starting to hit that stride. I think a big part of that is just getting healthy. We've had, as you know, we've had a number of injuries. And, you know, I really give our guys a lot of credit for battling through the way that they have. They've, we've had just a number of injuries, and we've had a number of guys that have kind of filtered in and out, and I think it's affected the chemistry a little bit at times. But that said, I think guys have played right through it, and you've seen it over the past few games now where I just think that we're starting to look more like that polished version of ourselves that we wanted to get to. And so it's taken us a bit of time to get there, and luckily I think, you know, we haven't dropped too many results, you know, along the way. A couple that we'd like to have back, I think. But really, I think where we're at right now is you see the offense is starting to click. I think our defensive line, you know, the back four is finally been a little bit more standard, you know, game to game. Getting our goalkeepers back and healthy has been big as well. And again, guys stepped up throughout that entire situation. You know, Peyton Anderson got his first start and, you know, got three clean sheets in between time. So guys have certainly stepped up and helped kind of carry the torch for us. And now, you know, with a few regular season games left before playoffs, we hope that we can, you know, kind of just get a few more tune-up opportunities and be really firing on all cylinders here as we go into playoffs.
It seems like the duo of Eric Watson and Blake Perry up top have really kind of come together. I know, James Bruce has been a little banged up, hasn't scored as much this year as he really wanted to. But that duo up top has really kind of carried the mail for you at a certain level as far as goal scoring goes. But you're getting it also from across the board. I mean, you talked about Esteban getting his first goal last time out against Morris. Blake Perry continued, of course, to score a lot of goals. But you're getting some different guys now involved in the score sheet. Blake Doye has had a few recently. Pontus Tavmark has also had a couple from that central defender spot that he's been kind of playing in and out of. And also, like you said, you've been getting guys back in the lineup a little bit. You know, Blake Hansen has kind of solidified that left outside back spot. And also having Scott Wilson back must be nice as well. So it does seem like you guys are really rounding into form and getting some of that scoring depth that you've been looking for.
Yeah. From a scoring standpoint, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Watson and Perry, banging quite a few goals. But really, I think they would be the first ones to tell you, too, that it's been kind of a collective effort of, you know, really our front three guys. You know, you mentioned Doye in there and what he's been able to do. Brucey, once we get him back from his hamstring issue, and it seems like we're going to get him back hopefully soon. And I expect him to come back, you know, kind of full force and do what he does well. And then you mentioned the midfield. I mean, Danny Kern's getting on the score sheet a couple times. Pontus has gotten some big goals for us. He got the one over Scholastica that really sealed it for us. You know, and then Miguel Ocampo, another guy that, we moved him more into the number 10 role. And, he scored not just a few goals, but some really pretty goals, some highlight-worthy goals. So that's really been, kind of a great thing for our offense. And then I think we're getting more production. Like you mentioned, some of the guys that are coming off the bench. I think, you know, Esteban is a guy that I've been just extremely happy with, you know. And I think it was tough for him, you know, junior college transfer guy. When he came in, I don't think he was, I think it was just a different level than what he had seen. And we knew he would adjust to it. I mean, he's a terrific player, but I think just kind of finding his foothold within the squad took him a bit of time. And since he's done that, like, he's just been really impressive and a guy that I think will be, kind of big for us here going forward. So, and there's been a few more guys that have stepped up along the way. So, yeah, I think just getting guys healthy and getting that chemistry going has been obviously very important for us.
And before we turn to talking about this game today against Northwestern, just a comment or two about Eric Watson becoming the program's all-time goal-scoring leader. you know, he's a guy I know that he's been consistent for 4 years for you guys. You know, it's one of the things with him is, you know, he didn't score as many goals as he wanted to last year, but he really felt like in talking to him that he felt he played some of his best soccer last year. But now he seems to have found the scoring again, and of course, you know, set the all-time goal scoring record against Bethany Lutheran, you know, about a week ago. But just a few comments on him, because I know he's a real special player in your eyes.
Yeah, he's been terrific, and obviously, you know, when it comes to Waddy, it's not just the goal scorer and the play that he gives you, but it's the leadership as well. He's just been terrific, and the guys, you know, to see them respond the way that they did when he scored that you know, record-breaking goal, you could see the joy, you know, in their faces, their expressions. It was really cool. You know, John Bucklew is the guy that held the record before that, and so he obviously is on our staff and was there for the game. And you know, I watched Waddy score the goal and his excitement in his face, and then the next guy I looked to was Bucky, and just, you know, you could tell that it meant a lot to him to see Waddy break it, you know, and how proud he was of Waddy. You know, they played together, you know, earlier on in Waddy's career. And so, and I think, you know, Bucky is a big part of, you know, why Waddy got to the point he is. And you know, just it was a really cool moment to see those guys embrace and, you know, kind of watch Bucky pass the torch. And, you know, I think that it'll be fun here. And maybe in a couple of years, we'll see if, you know, if somebody else can't break it. And I know that there's already been some talk that Blake Perry is the next guy up to challenge for it. So, you know, but I think, it, you know, it shows, you know, when it comes to goal scoring records, it's not just talent. It's, you know, there's a lot that has to go into it. And, you know, you've got to stay healthy. And, you know, so for Blake, I know, like, he's obviously got his eyes set on it, but, you know, he's got a long ways to go too. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll be pulling for both those guys here. And I think that, you know, what they would both tell you is that's all secondary to what the team is trying to do here, you know, for the rest of the season.
And now, speaking of the rest of the season, taking on Northwestern here at home, got a chance to win the conference title outright, clinched a share of it against Morris, of course, this last time out. You know, the Eagles are one of those teams that they're kind of a tricky team to play against because they're usually pretty physical, got one or two pretty good playmakers, and then they kind of try to stick to their system pretty well. But other than that, what else do you know about the Eagles here heading in this game today?
I mean, same thing that we always know about them. They're going to be, I think you mentioned, they'll be physical. They're very gritty. You know, I think that they're extremely well coached. Greg Wheaton is, I think, one of the best coaches, you know, in the conference, if not the region. And so they will be well prepared, and I think that he does a good job motivating those guys and getting them up for the game. And so they're a team that, you know, I think it always gives us problems because of those reasons. And so I think that what we need to do is be, you know, very diligent on both sides of the ball. I think we'll need to be organized. I think that, you know, honestly, I think that it'll take us a bit to maybe break the, you know, break the game open. And so we might rely on set pieces to maybe try to do that for us. I think that it's a game where, you know, obviously we want to win. You know, we want to go out of the conference 8-0, and you know, we've got to share the conference title, but we don't want to share it, you know. And so we've got to kind of take care of our own destiny in that way and get the result today.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck today against the Eagles.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. I'll be right back with the opening kickoff of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and Northwestern right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Men's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.